You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. As we learn more about how COVID-19 spreads, it's clear that airflow is a big deal. That's why masks are effective at slowing infection. But that's a problem for offices and commercial buildings and some homes, because over the last couple of decades, buildings have less ventilation. They recirculate air to save energy by not letting that cooled or heated air escape. But these buildings also end up recirculating viruses, especially if heating and cooling systems aren't paired with really good filters that remove viral particles from the air. Jeff Siegel is a professor of engineering at the University of Toronto who specializes in indoor air quality. He says, sadly, it's a great time to talk about all of this.
Now, all of a sudden, you know, I hear people talking about ventilation and filters, and I think that will have real positive effects because, you know, those things can certainly help us in reducing the risk of COVID, but they'll also help us have better indoor air quality, which has just a host of other benefits in terms of, you know, sick leave, productivity, cognitive function, respiratory health. To the extent there's a silver lining, there's an opportunity here too.
It is my understanding that a lot of existing HVAC systems, particularly in commercial buildings, do recirculate a lot of air in order to keep either cooled or heated air in the system, that was for efficiency purposes?
No, that's absolutely correct.
So in hindsight, was that a terrible mistake?
No, absolutely not. We have a climate crisis. Energy use associated with buildings is a very big part of our energy footprint. You know, conditioning that air is one of the big users of energy within a building. So it's important that we do it in an energy efficient manner. I think that the bigger problem is that we have to be much more cognizant of how we're managing ventilation. I think COVID adds some variables to kind of how we might manage ventilation. But in general, I think that we have the tools to do it. It might take some investment and so on. We just have to be a little bit more proactive and engaged in how we manage the ventilation in our systems.
So do these kind of hybrid solutions exist in a way that doesn't have to sacrifice efficiency?
Yes. You can imagine very simply a system, which is common in many buildings, that detects whether people are present. And if people are present, then, you know, you can provide more ventilation than when people aren't present. Obviously, energy matters, but I think most people would say that the COVID risk is larger, so we might choose to expend some energy. And I think we have lots of technology and sensors and lots of buildings that already do that. So I'm not proposing something very sophisticated here. In fact, it's done all the time. But again, I think the place where we need the attention is on the details of how it happens and on the kind of maintenance of those systems, as well as maybe doing things like, oh, we have to upgrade the filter in this system so that we can actually, when we are recirculating air, we can remove the particles that contain the virus from the air.
Jeff Siegel is a professor of engineering at the University of Toronto. The other thing affecting indoor air quality these days is wildfire smoke and air pollution. We'll have more with Siegel on that tomorrow. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.